For the third time this week, there's been a suicide car bombing in Baghdad. This time, about 36 people were killed and more than 100 wounded. U.S. Colonel Mike Murray describes what happened.
There was what we believe to be a suicide bomb that detonated in front of the Iraqi Army recruiting station. We believe it was a white SUV carrying artillery rounds.
The sound of this blast, we're told, could be heard for miles. And afterward, ambulances took dead and wounded from the scene. U.S. troops and Iraqi police cordoned off the area. Glass and debris littered the roadway outside the recruiting center as a plume of smoke rose over the Iraqi capital. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw called today's incident an attack directed at the people of Iraq, designed to interrupt the transfer of power scheduled for June 30th. As part of that transfer, Baghdad's city council is preparing to assume its role as the city's sole representative body, 37 members with real power to make real decisions and without American advisors. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on an Iraqi success story.
The elevator in the city council building glides up 6 floors. It is a sign of change. Last summer, when the council first met, members walked up the stairs. Nothing worked in this building or in the city. These Iraqi professionals, doctors, lawyers, university professors, and businessmen, have learned local government on the job. Adnan Abdul Hassan, a former airline attendant and an Iraqi army captain, says it was with the help of American advisors.
Why? Because it is a very new experience for us to have councils.
It is imported from outside of Iraq.
Do you know, it was a marvelous. They gave us a lot of help.
At this meeting, the U.S. advisors sit in the back of the room, from the civilian side and from the U.S. military. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Johnson, a civil affairs officer with the 1st Cavalry Division, is a reservist, a lawyer from California.
We've been an occupying power, and in a sense, we could make decisions, you know.
He says after June 30th, his relationship with his city council will change.
I've already told them if they don't, you know, I'll come by invitation. If they don't want me to come, I think they want us here because they're going to have a connection with the military. They need the military for security. We're doing a lot of projects.
Projects worth about $500 million from a U.S. military fund for sewers, water, and electricity. But the city council is already impatient to set their own agenda. The councilors launch into a lengthy and heated discussion about security, more a national issue than a local one. Should we institute martial law, asks one. We need an army for that, replies another. Should we reinstitute the death penalty, demands one. After listening for some time, Morgan Parker, the American advisor from the CPA, finally raises his hand.
I suggest that probably the best plan is to have the Public Safety Committee review your proposal, study it, and then you can discuss this at a larger council meeting.
The councilors agree and move on to other issues. Morgan's advisory role ends on June 30th. In a few weeks, this city council will finally be on its own, says Adnan Abdul Hassan.
We have to be alone. Why? Because they did their best. They did a lot for us. And always I am saying we are just like a baby. And now we have to grow up.
Hassan's district is in the heart of Baghdad, a neighborhood that is more than 1,000 years old. In his lifetime, he's lived under Saddam Hussein and for the last year with the U.S. military and the CPA. It's time, he says, to make our own decisions. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.